This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. A lot of votes. I haven't tallied them up yet. A lot of votes on the MyPillow poll. Whether or not we should share the op-ed, read the op-ed, the excuses of Senator Heidi Heitkamp for voting no on Judge Kavanaugh. Why I voted the way I voted. She's certainly trying to get some mileage out of this after, I guess, I don't know, damage control, or is it, fundraising, or what is it? You already used it for politics, which is a little unseemly. You know, you got Kamala Harris out of California saying, you know, Heidi Heitkamp did the right thing on Judge Kavanaugh, so give her money, by golly. Oh, my. Anyway, the MyPillow poll is yes or no. You want us to read it? It's in your hands. And speaking of MyPillow, you know, they have that new mattress topper. It's fantastic. Do you know how I know it's fantastic? Do you know how I know that it is a worthy purchase for you? I have one. I'm not asking you to do anything I haven't done. Let's put this wonderful mattress topper on your bed, and you're going to love it. 10-year warranty, a 3-layer design, get the MyPillow foam, which does the support. You get the transitional foam, which, you know, sore back, those pressure points are all relieved. And then the ultra soft patented temperature regulating cover. It's really good. Now, you, our fine listeners, get 30% off when you use promo code Scott. So go to mypillow.com, promo code Scott, up to 50% off everything they sell, and this brand new revolutionary mattress topper, 30% off. Right now, 800-506-9028 if you prefer to call. All right, Nikki Haley is taking some questions from the media right now. The president's announced that she told him about 6 months ago she may want to leave at some point, take a break. He's sounding as though she might come back at some point. Doesn't really sound like she's saying what she's going to do. We'll play it for you as soon as they wrap up so we can do it from the beginning. Let's go to Montana. Steve in Montana, what's on your mind?
Yeah, that letter you have from your state senator that, we already know why she voted against Judge Kavanaugh. It's party loyalty. However, I don't think you should read the letter on air unless she agrees to come on air and answer questions. In fact, I think you should make her have her come on air, read it herself, and answer the questions that the audience telephones in. Otherwise, don't read it, because we already know why she voted the way she did. Just strictly party loyalty.
All right, that's good advice, Steve. You know, she ought to honor this audience with the she's running for the United States Senate, and to blow off the audience and say, you know, everybody listening right now is not worthy of her. I mean, that's just unbelievable. You know that somehow we're supposed to bow here. It's a good point, Steve. Here's a few of your comments. Yes on reading it, without much more than that in the way of recommendation. That's okay. No, says another. All of these folks in for a MyPillow. This is a MyPillow poll. Yes, and a yes on my MyPillow, please. All right, yes is winning. No, don't read the op-ed. Don't give her a chance to try and explain why she didn't vote for the U.S. for North Dakota the way we wanted. Yes, please read it with an exclamation point, says somebody. No, says John from Carrington. Thank you for signing your text, John. No, she's changed excuses for not voting yes 3 times. Liar. She has, hasn't she? It's been all over the map. Started with, it's because I believe her and I'm a lawyer and all my background in women's rights. By the way, on this, you know, this may cause, an earthquake to say what I'm about to say. And, there'll be media writing about it for forever. But, let me start with it. Let me start with a disclosure, disclaimer, you know, whatever you want to call it. A given. I don't think you need to say this every time you opine, but I notice it's a big thing on anybody on the left. They say, well, you know, I have a wife, I have a daughter, have you? Well, I do too. I have a wife, and I have two children, two daughters rather, three children, but two girls. One in college, one in high school. Do you think that now as a conservative means I don't care about women's rights? I'm so sick and tired of that. And you know what? If you really care about women's rights, if you really care about the being a voice for women, wouldn't you want to be sure somebody is telling the truth when they make an accusation? Because if they're not, is that not going to make it more difficult for people to come forward? Probably, how many people now would be less likely to come forward with an accusation against someone? Maybe even they're not quite sure. Did it happen? I don't know. Did it happen? Where did it happen? What time? What place? I don't really know. I'm not going there. So all this hubbub hurts them. So you're not for women's rights. You're just using this as a blunt force instrument politically. That's what you're doing. Not for women's rights. That's a talking point. It's ridiculous. Because for one, people that actually care about women and care about protecting women and care about standing up for women, they don't run around all day say they do it. So they do it. Heidi Heitkamp says she's a champion of women's rights on Native American reservations. Have you been there lately? Have you seen some of the police logs lately? How's that champion work going for Heidi Heitkamp? Miserable failure. Pathetic. It's a disgrace that many of our reservations are third world countries. And the Democrats keep patting them on the head, say, "Yeah, we'll help because we're for women's rights. We're gonna fight for victims. We're gonna go out there and take care of kids." How's that going? Go look how it was the day she became a senator, and look how it is today. Don't tell me you're any kind of champion for women's rights. All politics, folks. All right, other calls waiting. Let's see here. Who's next? Roger Fargo. What's on your mind? Roger, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Come in, no, Tokyo. No. Yeah, you go ahead. I'll listen. You talk.
All right, I'm sorry. I was just saying that that marijuana law thing that they got going over in Minnesota, that if you have a medical marijuana card over there and you have guns, you have to turn in your guns or they come and take them anyway. I don't know about that Missouri guy down there, but that is a law in Minnesota.
Wow. Well, and I don't know if you heard of an earlier caller suggested that there is a federal law to that effect, that if you're involved in illegal drug activity, which would be, of course, using marijuana, that then you forfeit your firearms. He was making that as an argument against Measure 3. Very interesting. Speaking of firearms and tying this to the other discussion we're having, Roger, did you know that the NRA has come out full-throated endorsement of Congressman Kevin Cramer? And what they said is that Heidi Heitkamp evidently had some positive votes on the Second Amendment in her past, but threw it all away with her vote for Kavanaugh. And so lost that, and now Congressman Kevin Cramer has their endorsement. That's not a small thing in North Dakota, as we all know.
No, I'm definitely voting for Kevin. I just... There's no way I could vote for Heidi again.
Appreciate your call, Roger, again. And that's something, I don't know how many people I've heard say that. I voted for her before, never do it again. Didn't know. Got fooled. He's another one. That's incredible. John in Annetta, tell me what's on your mind.
Well, you were just talking about, champions of women, and you said you had two daughters, and you do. But you got a son, too. And if anybody can make an accusation, however unfounded, with absolutely no corroborating evidence, then what does that do to him? Right?
I couldn't agree. It's just as chilling for men. The president raised that. They about flipped out. when he said it's a very difficult time for young men in this country. I saw something, forget where I saw it, but it might have just been a social media deal where a mom was saying that her son, you know, finds a buddy and they double date. Just because they don't want any accusations, you know, they want additional. It's just sad. It's ridiculous. And that's because they want to move the ball politically. This is the scam they play. This is the game they play. This is the mob mentality. Put the pink hat on and hate men. You know, it's ridiculous.
It is. And Mark Levin, I think it was on Friday, said, and I agree with this, that the Democrat Party has officially become the party of tyranny because they were more than willing to vote for unfounded accusations with absolutely no proof to back it up. And what does that do for the rule of law in this country?
No
that's
kidding.
That's one thing that's made this country different than other countries.
Exactly right. And, you know, Heidi Heitkamp touts being a lawyer as the reason, with her legal background, she voted the way she did. And meanwhile, Brett Kavanaugh was not innocent until proven guilty. So how's her legal acumen there? Ouch. John, thanks. More after this, folks.
550 or 701-258-0550.
How does endless pools sound? They're at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 right now waiting for you. Vince Webker is here. Vince, what's the deal with these endless pools?
Well, endless pools are a great fitness machine. And when you said, how does endless pools sound? It sounds to me like you want to improve your well-being, your wellness, and your health. I talked to a customer today. He's bought several products from me, just bought an endless pool. I said, that'll be the best thing you ever did for yourself. I have a couple customers right now that have lost over 75 and 100 pounds this year alone just from working out in water.
Inside, outside, where do you put them?
Inside would be ideal where we live because we really want you to use it 365 days a year. You can use it outside 365 days a year, but I know how you and I are. When it's 10 below, it's hard to get out of the comfort of the warmth and to go outside and use it. But you can use it outdoors in the winter.
You tell them Scott sent you, and you will save big time on endless pools at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and Devil's Lake.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor of Ypsilanti. Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota soybean and dry bean fields, reducing yields. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. Yields can be reduced by 10 to 20% before symptoms of SCN can be observed. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a SCN soil testing program again this year free of charge. The program will be coordinated through the North Dakota State University Cooperative Extension Service. 2,000 SCN soil sample bags are available at NDSU County Extension offices. Each farmer can request up to 3 bags on a first-come, first-served basis. Soil testing bags from NDSU Extension must be used for testing. Contact your local NDSU Extension agent for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Down. Now they're going to go up. We just opened up Mexico. We just opened up Canada. And it's great for our farmers. But I'm going to Iowa tonight. And we'll be talking a little ethanol tonight. And some great things coming. And speaking of that, I will say, if you look at industries, the steel industry in this country is back like nothing I've ever seen before. In a period of 6 months since we started doing what I'm doing, the steel industry has literally revived. U.S. Steel is opening up 8 plants. Nucor is opening up. Everybody's, the steel industry in our country is really, really hot.
So I know this will surprise you, but the president, of course, get asked questions about all kinds of things in the event of the Oval Office announcing that Nikki Haley is leaving at the end of the year to take a break. And president said she mentioned that about 6 months ago. He raved about her. She raved about foreign policy and where it's at. We're going to try and find that clip for you before we're done as well. But I wanted to touch on that because Trump's ethanol announcement tonight that he's talking about in Iowa is really big. This is something that the ethanol folks have been asking for a long time. The EPA pretty much fought it. And what it is E15. So you see E15 at the pump, right? That's one of the blends. And I forget why, but I think it's a Clean Air Act. It's restricted in the summer months right now. And the idea is it's something they've asked for a while to have it, you know, offered all year round. And evidently that's going to happen tonight. So a lot of folks will tell you that is a big deal. That is a lot more corn, most important, you know. 40% of the corn in North Dakota, about 40% nationally, goes to ethanol. This is an agriculture victory. That's why he's talking about the farmers being happy. Corn growers are happy. And sometimes folks try and separate the corn grower from the ethanol manufacturer. They're one and the same. They're yin and yang. They go together. It's an ag play. It's agriculture. This is a win for agriculture announced tonight in Iowa and certainly in North Dakota as well. So it's a big deal. Speaking of agriculture, I don't know about you, but I'm ready for some beef. I have to have some beef and soon. And I'm going to go down to Morristown, South Dakota, pick out my steer. And then I'm going to put some great beef in the freezer. Steaks and roasts and the whole works, right? This is grass-finished beef, however. That's what's a little bit different about the Dakota Lazy J Ranch. And now that it's cooled off, these guys are fattening up a little bit, and I understand they're darn near ready, meaning there's one waiting for you. The other thing that's waiting for you is the omega-3 oils. It's very good for your nervous system. So this is a healthy, nutritious benefit to this purchase. Plus, the grass-finished beef tastes better. Tastes really good. Here's the number, 605-524-3472. 605-524-3472. From their ranch to your table, simple as that. They're on Facebook at DakotaLazyRanch.com. You got to call and get yours picked out. 605-524-3472. All right. Karen in Fargo wants to talk about Heidi Heitkamp. Go ahead, Karen.
Heidi did vote for the first Republican judge that Trump presented, and she, until September, she was going to vote for Kavanaugh also. Now, I expected when Dr. Ford testified that I would believe her, but what surprised me was how badly Judge Kavanaugh acted that afternoon after Judge Kavanaugh testified. When I watched for hours how terrible he was, then I wanted Heidi to vote no for the first time.
Yeah, okay. Well, this is called America. I don't know how in the world you would expect somebody to act differently after they had been leveled with a ridiculous, course of accusations that were just beyond the pale. It's beyond me. The other thing I'll tell you is on the Gorsuch confirmation, I don't believe Heidi Heitkamp was going to vote for Brett Kavanaugh until the stuff came up. All of this is politics. It's 100% politics. I mean, she's even fundraising using the vote. So it's politics. Chuck Schumer had a grip on Heidi Heitkamp that held, and they needed her vote, and they got their vote. And by the way, On the Gorsuch confirmation, very big difference. Do you know what the vote was, Karen?
I don't know what it was, no.
54-45, meaning her vote was meaningless. Once again, it was a vote from Heidi Heitkamp to say she voted Republican when it didn't matter. It didn't make the difference, and she's never once voted on anything that made Chuck Schumer mad and gave the Republicans a victory.
It was nothing to do with Chuck Schumer, has nothing to do with out-of-state donations. It has to do with how terrible Judge Kavanaugh was after Dr. Ford testified, and I believed her testimony.
Yeah, that's a political argument, though, Karen. It isn't one in reality. And to say it has nothing to do with Chuck Schumer, it's just, I hate to tell you, it's really naive. But everything, when you're a Democratic senator, has something to do with Chuck Schumer. Whatever you want goes through him. So you got to play the game. Trust me on this one thing. Chad, Fargo, give me your take.
Hey, Scott, you know, she got $1.5 million for her testimony about one beer. Couldn't remember anything else. Heidi Heitkamp got $14 million from East Coast with West Coast, plus got $400,000 from some lady that's some senator out there on the West Coast. Tell me it's not political, and the fact that she won't go on your show, but she goes on her brother's show all the time, that's just pure politics. I would not read her letter. It's just giving her free air time. She needs to be packing and go home.
Yeah, the letter, would be amusing only because, you know, she is up to like three or four different reasons for why she voted, how she voted, and it seems to be evolving a little bit, so it'd be fun to have one more on the list, but I hear you. It's more
can you
propaganda.
Imagine having her as your attorney and basically say, okay, I'll take the case for one thing since I had a beer and I know it was there. I think you would not give her the retainer money, would you?
No, it's nothing short of ridiculous. And I hope the truth comes out at some point. Mark in Bismarck, give me your take. I've got 45 seconds for you.
This is with respect to the legalization of marijuana and whether or not you own guns. I recently purchased one, and the ATF form I filled out on line E says, "Are you an unlawful user or addicted to marijuana or any other depressant, stimulant, narcotic drug, or any other controlled substance?" And then there's a warning, and I quote, "The use or possession of marijuana remains unlawful under federal law, regardless of whether it has been legalized or decriminalized for medical or recreational purposes in the state where you reside." So you really do have a choice. I mean, you can own a gun, you can buy a gun, or you can smoke a joint. It's really comes down to that.
Because to do either or is going to put you in the crowbar hotel unless you are not caught.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's still illegally federally. So, I mean, say goodbye to buying guns unless you want to lie on the farm.
That's a good point. Good point. And that is a big part of this. And I hope folks understand that when they vote. Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Medical marijuana, our focus next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP wind rower from New Holland.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Botno, Wells, Oliver, Cass, Richland, Dunn, Stark, Ward, Sheridan, and Emmons counties in North Dakota. And excellent farm equipment retirement auctions in Cheyenne and Steele, North Dakota. And a retirement lumberyard auction in Manoman, Minnesota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news as America's ambassador to the United Nations is reportedly resigning.
We will work with any and every country that believes in peace, but we will not repeat the inadequate approaches of the past.
That's Ambassador Nikki Haley speaking at the World Body last year. President Trump is reportedly meeting with Haley in the Oval Office at this hour to discuss the reports about her resignation. The president tweeting a short time ago, "Big announcement from the White House coming soon." The National Hurricane Center has announced that Hurricane Michael is now a Category 2 storm and is expected to become a Category 3 over the next 24 hours and will hit the Florida Panhandle tomorrow as a Category 3 with very heavy winds, torrential rains, and a dangerous storm surge. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure. Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process. Our country, a man or a woman, must always be presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty.
I'm honored to serve alongside all of my new colleagues, each of whom I know, and each of whom I greatly admire and deeply respect. All nine of us revere the Constitution. Article 3 of the Constitution provides that the judicial power shall be vested in one Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is an institution of law. It is not a partisan or political institution.
Brett Kavanaugh accepting the nomination, obviously, formally last night at the White House, the president introducing him. Wonderful event. Really robust, too. It was really just pretty amazing to see the jubilations, the word I'd use, really just a lot of real joy from everything happening last night. It was great. Texter says, hey, Scott, you hit the nail on the head. The idea that you're a racist if you're not in favor of white suppression, or sexist if you don't agree that men should be vilified and crucified because they are male. Whatever happened to critical thinking? That is a really important question, folks. That one is really important, for sure. What's on your mind is brought to you in part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, meaning if you like your energy secure, reliable, there when you need it, cold, cold winters, hot, hot summers. If you like when the power bill comes, and you open it up, and it's Otter Tail Power, it's XL Energy, it's, MDU, take your pick, it's one of the one of the co-ops. You say, oh my gosh, look at that. Affordable energy is something that's here. Why? Clean, beautiful coal. That's why. And the technology that's going on, the improvements in technology, the research that's going on, just amazing. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right, so we're going to talk a lot about Measure 3, which is the legalization of marijuana leading up to Election Day. But a lot of that conversation goes back to when last election you had the medical marijuana put in place. And they often intersect. So our guest today, Steve Gutterman, is the president of Harvest Enterprises. They're a cannabis company with one of the largest footprints in the U.S., and they won the only license granted to date for the Bismarck-Mandan region for this. Steve, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us. Tell us a little bit about what you will operate in Bismarck, how that will work.
Yeah, sure. First of all, we're real honored to have been selected by the state to operate in Bismarck. And as you said, you know, it's been an interesting process in North Dakota since voters approved the medical marijuana initiative. I think it was 64-36. It was a pretty decisive vote. And it's funny. I've read some articles about some grumblings about the time that it has taken to roll this program out. I will tell you that we've seen this in other states, and from our perspective, we think that the legislature and the Department of Health and the Division of Medical Marijuana have done a good job of crafting a well-considered, measured rollout of medical cannabis. As you said, we're a vertically integrated, multi-state operator. We're one of the largest cannabis companies in the country. We have over 40 licenses all around the country, and we're really excited about Bismarck. Look, I don't need to tell you, according to Forbes, Bismarck-Mandan is the seventh fastest-growing urban area in the country, and we have a real keen interest in providing services to urban areas between 100,000 and 300,000 and with a limited number of dispensaries. So we're very excited to roll out in Bismarck. We have a great location on Memorial Highway right by Sertoma Park. Hope to be up and running by the end of this year or the very beginning of next year. And we're excited to serve patients.
So does the patient go to the doctor and say, yep, you have a need, then get, for lack of a better term, a prescription, and then they come to you?
Yeah, that's right. And in North Dakota, there are 17 conditions that qualify for treatment by medical cannabis. And they range from having Alzheimer's or cancer to cirrhosis and chronic pain and epilepsy and dementia. All of these things, there is a significant and positive impact that cannabis has on all these conditions. And so what we've seen with our patients in other states is that there is an immediate and substantive impact on people's lives. Once they go to the doctor, they come into us, our patient advisors advise them on the right thing to take for the ailment. And then the patient starts, and like I said, you see immediate and substantial improvement. It's pretty remarkable.
You know, when the debate was happening over that law, some people made the case that, you know, similar relief is available without going to medical marijuana. Get marijuana in a pill form, for instance. Is that available? Is that real?
Yeah, I mean, look, there are a variety of cannabinoid-based treatments. And there's also, I think, for people who say, look, there are non-cannabis treatments to some of these conditions. Wouldn't argue with that. But what I would say is my grandmother, for example, who has really, really acute arthritis and had tried a variety of medications and rather grudgingly tried cannabis. And for her, it's been a miracle cure. And we see that all the time. And we see that with little kids with epilepsy who have not responded to anything else and respond to cannabis, or people with chronic pain or Crohn's disease. So, not being a PhD or a medical researcher, I wouldn't presume to say all of the things that can or can't help people, but I will say that our product set really, really helps people.
That's very interesting. Texter wanted to have you answer this question. I don't know if you've ever watched live PD on Friday or Saturday night, but the majority of people pulled over are either high on drugs, mainly marijuana. They have weapons, scales for selling, and are people of all ages. Do we want this in North Dakota? Obviously, that's a concern over the current ballot measure, Measure 3 that's on the ballot, not medical marijuana, I would guess. But a lot of people connect the two, should they?
It's a great question. And I'm going to confess something to you. I'm from Colorado, and interestingly enough, I voted against recreational use cannabis before I was in the cannabis industry. And I did it primarily because I was afraid of the unknown. And I was wrong. Looking back, I was wrong. And the reason that I was wrong is what we've seen in Colorado, and we've seen this really in all places where there is recreational use, we've seen a dramatic increase in revenue available for great things like education and roads. And we have not seen a corresponding increase in crime, or, interestingly enough, in cannabis usage. So the states like Colorado that have had, that have implemented recreational use programs have had, by and large, great experiences with them. And so, yes, look, of course, you will see with rec, you will see some people abusing abusing cannabis. What we've seen, though, across the country is that when rec is passed, you do not see a substantial increase in either usage or in crime.
Someone else wanted to ask you about the federal illegality, and that's a huge issue, right? And, you know, in other words, are you not able to go to a bank at Bismarck and deposit the day's receipts?
Well, it really depends on the state. We actually have banking in the majority of states in which we operate, and those banks operate under state rather than federal charter. The fact that cannabis is still Schedule One federally but legal on a state-by-state basis makes it very complicated, right? And it means that we need to be a fully vertically integrated company in most states in which we operate, meaning we'll do the cultivation, we'll do the processing, and we will run the dispensaries. And each state has to run independently because products can't move from state to state. Now, eventually, 5 years, 10 years, however many years down the road, we believe that that will change, and that will change the dynamics of the industry. But right now, you're exactly right. It's a patchwork, and we need to operate accordingly.
Matt in Fargo, question for our guests. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I've listened to this for a little bit now, and I think that your guest is very slick. But I also want to point out that there is one inconsistency, and you set it up, Scott, when you asked him if essentially you go in and talk to your doctor and get a prescription, and he said yes. Well, there's nothing that's further from the truth than that answer, yes, because doctors do not prescribe medical marijuana. They do not write a script that you can go and get filled at a pharmacy. They essentially say, yeah, you're approved because you have a condition. And after that, you essentially go to someone who's a stoner, and they start telling you what they think you should get, or you start prescribing for yourself. It's nothing at all medical. It's all hit and miss. And the fact that there's some people who do benefit from it, that's great. But there's a lot of charlatans in this business, and I would bet that this guy's one of them.
Well, Steve, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to respond to that. We're up against a break here.
Hey, I don't know what to say on that. I mean, I don't love being called slick, but I will say that I actually agree with the gentleman's point that it can be a tricky industry. We pride ourselves on providing great information for customers.
Hang on if you would, Steve. We'll do this on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Botno, Wells, Oliver, Cass, Richland, Dunn, Stark, Ward, Sheridan, and Emmons counties in North Dakota. And excellent farm equipment retirement auctions in Cheyenne and Steele, North Dakota. And a retirement lumberyard auction in Manoman, Minnesota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hinman. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Don't get stuck in the mud this harvest season. Let Butler Machinery and Alexion Track Combine help you get the crops off the field with 2.9% for 60 months on all used Lexions. Harvest with tracks this season with 2.9% for 60 months. With a deal like this, you can't afford to wait. Contact Butler today and harvest with the best. Lexion Track Combines and Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today. Certain restrictions apply.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
The University of Mary tomorrow, the day of a service is taking place. Phenomenal event. These students at UMary go into the community and do some incredible good. They touch so many lives, and I'm looking forward to telling that story. Monsignor Shea will join us, of course, Congressman Kramer in the weekly talk radio town hall. Yes, you're a member of Congress on the radio every week. How about that? Somebody asked me the other day, we were off the air, I think it was at Bismarck State College, said, so are you still going to do that if you're a senator? And he said, absolutely. First thing on my calendar, I'm not forgetting to talk to the people who elect me. So I'm glad to hear it, especially since some others don't, if you know what I'm saying. Speaking of the University of Mary, If you've not been there lately, you've not been there. I'll just say that. You got to get up there and check out all the innovation that's going on. It's really incredible. The Lemon Vitae Center is phenomenal. The store, the restaurant, the recreation, the nooks and crannies to study, the conference center. You can have meetings out there. I mean, it really is absolutely amazing. Check out umary.edu, or better yet, just plan a trip out there. Plan a trip there. You'll like it. All right, Steve, I didn't give you a chance to finish your answer to Matt, and I still have Matt here, too, if there's a follow-up. But go ahead and finish with your answer, if you would.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I think, like we were saying before the break, Matt's right that this is a controlled substance, and so you got to be careful with it. We pride ourselves on tremendous patient care. And so Matt's also right that a doctor doesn't prescribe a specific kind of cannabis for a treatment. Rather, what you do is you get a medical usage card, and then you come into our dispensary, and our patient care representatives work closely at, would not characterize them, as Mark does, as a bunch of stoners running around. Rather, we work carefully with each customer to try to figure out what's going on and how our product suite can meet the customer's needs.
Matt, does that make you feel a little bit better after hearing that explanation? Are you there, Matt? All right, let's go to Brad. Brad in Minnesota, last question for our guest. Go ahead.
I don't necessarily have a question. I want to add something. I've been listening to a few of these people. I'm a medical cannabis user in Minnesota. I take it in pill form. You were asking, do they do pills? They do pills. They have five different strengths of the cannabis. You can get fast acting. You can get slower acting. You can get, it's all relative. It costs me in the state of Minnesota to get certified by a doctor. It cost me about $250. And then the state of Minnesota charges me $200 to register so I can go into a dispensary and buy. When I get up in the morning, I take a cannabis because I've had five serious head injuries in my life, and I've broken my back twice in falls. And I'll tell you what, I can't get out of bed, and I can't hardly move unless I've got some assistance. I can, of course, go to a medical doctor, and I can get a prescription for opioids and all the other crap that they've got that I don't care to take. I'm not much of a chemical guy. I like natural products. Cannabis is natural. It works. It doesn't, you can, of course, if you misuse any medical cannabis, you can get stoned, but you don't buy from a stoner like the last guy said. You buy from a dispensary. There are licensed pharmacists who have been through college and are licensed by the state of Minnesota as a pharmacist. These are
appreciate you sharing that very much, Brad. Thank you. Any comment to that, Steve?
Well, really, I couldn't agree with Brad more. Thanks, Brad. And to answer your last question, Scott, when you asked Mark if he was satisfied with the answer is probably not, right? And that's okay. We roll these things out in a very careful and controlled way. I think Brad's point about the opioid epidemic is really, really important. Cannabis has proven to be one of the only effective countermeasures to the opioid epidemic, and we're extremely proud of the work we do.
Fantastic. All right, Brad, we'll appreciate your time. Thanks very much, and we'll stay in touch. Good luck with the Bismarck Mandan operation there, and thanks for the time.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Scott.
You bet. Let's see. I only have a minute left. Give me a little Nikki Haley. Just a little bit Nikki Haley.
But I'm most excited. Look at the 2 years. Look at what has happened in 2 years with the United States on foreign policy. Now the United States is respected. Countries may not like what we do, but they respect what we do.
Yes.
They know that if we say we're going to do something, we follow it through. And the president proved that, whether it was with the chemical weapons in Syria, whether it's with NATO saying that other countries have to pay their share. I mean, whether it's the trade deals, which have been amazing. They get that the president means business, and they follow through with that.
There you go, folks. There's the game changer for our enemies and everybody else. We're not going to, you know, draw phony lines in the sand, a la the Obama administration. Nikki Haley today announcing her resignation at the White House. So we promised we'd play a little bit of that. I have a million texts that we're not going to get to here, and that breaks my heart because I'd love to give you all a chance to weigh in. A lot of you voting in our MyPillow poll. I'll let the MyPillow poll go through the first hour of Rush, okay? So MyPillow poll through the first hour of Rush if you want to weigh in. And all you're doing is, you know, what Heitkamp campaign has asked us to share an op-ed of hers on why she voted for Kavanaugh. That's our option, obviously, but we're asking you, should we or should we not? And everybody who wages yes or no an answer to the poll is in on a chance at a free MyPillow. Text me at 367-2054. New seats available on the D.C. trip December 4th through the 8th. And don't forget Norway, June 14th through the 29th. Juven Tour.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway Tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.